I once lived as you live. I once walked as you walk. But from her, I was soon called away. Oh, those two, all the two, seemed to say, hello, General's home. Oh, how sweet is the rest in that beautiful heavenly home. When I walked by the place where my mother was laid and in silence gazed on her tomb, and her voice seemed to say, hello, gentle, I'm safe with my Savior at home. Oh, those tunes, only tunes, seem to say, hello, Gerard home. Oh, how sweet is rest in that beautiful heavenly home. Every voice from the tomb seemed to whisper and say, living man, you must soon follow me. And I thought as I looked on those cold marble slabs, what a dark, lonely place that must be. Oh, those tunes, all the tunes, seem to say, hello, Gerard. Oh, how sweet is rest in that beautiful heavenly home. From the tomb seemed to whisper and say, living man, you must soon follow me. And I thought as I looked on those cold marble slabs, what a dark, lonely place that must be. Oh, those tombs, all the tombs seemed to say, hello, Gerard's home. Oh, how sweet is rest in that beautiful heavenly home. And I walked by the place where my mother was laid and in silence gazed on her tomb. And her voice seemed to say, hello, gentle, I'll be with my Savior at home. Oh, those tombs,
this morning from the book of Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 5 and 6. Why should ye be stricken anymore? Ye will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot even unto the head there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Amen. My title this morning, Doctor, How Bad Is It? You ever hear anybody, or did you ever have occasion to do that, you know, some loved one or somebody near and dear, just been examined by the physician, and you have a chance to talk to him. How bad is he, doctor? Or how bad is he, doctor? Amen. That's my title this morning. Doctor, how bad is it? Amen. Well, last night I preached on examine yourselves, but they didn't do it. Amen. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, he said to judge yourselves, but they didn't do that either. Amen. And because they didn't, God had to judge them. Amen. All right. Now then, things have got so bad that somebody's dialed 911 and the rescue squad's on the scene, and the complaint is that they're not responding. Amen. You read this in your newspaper probably. If you read the newspaper, you couldn't hardly escape these bold headlines right on the front page of one of this week's newspapers. A Hamilton woman in custody on charges she neglected her elderly mother, whom paramedics found living in conditions that officers described as horrifying. Vanessa G. Huff, 41, of 326 Hanover Street, was arraigned Wednesday in Hamilton Municipal Court on charges of failing to provide support for a functionally impaired person and non-support of a dependent. She is held on bond of $5,000. Huff called for emergency help after finding her mother, 73-year-old Ruth Carberry, unresponsive, according to Detective Daniel Pratt. I kindly snap my suspenders once in a while when I read that name. He used to be one of our attendants here at the Highway of Holiness for a while. Amen. In fact, Danny was our counselor the year our boys did the worst they ever done. Amen. I wonder if Danny remembers that. Amen. He said, I just want to be left alone, went off up the hill and laid down in his van and went to sleep and left the boys to fend for themselves. He kept poor Brother Vaughn up all night long. Amen. I wonder if Danny, it feels like sometimes he's reaped what he sowed. Amen. For things in the past. Amen. Praise God. According to Detective Daniel Pratt, shocked at what they found, paramedics called police to investigate. On arrival, our officers found Carberry with large open sores on both feet, with swarms of maggots eating at the rotting tissue, said a report filed by the police department. The woman was found lying in her own feces, quote, with an incontinent diaper that obviously had not been changed in several days or weeks. End of quote. Officer says the home was unfit for human habitation. Quote again, the odor in the house was intolerable to officers investigating the case. The report said the general condition of the home, and specifically the bed area of the victim, was unsafe and unhealthy for human living. Carberry was in serious condition Wednesday night in Mercy Hospital of Hamilton. Pratt said conditions at the woman's house were appalling. Quote, they took off all these bandages and there were thousands of maggots. End of quote. He said, and quote again, it was just horrible. It's the worst smelling, most horrifying thing I've ever seen. I don't know how any human being could live there. Detective Ed Burns said the maggots may have ironically helped Carberry. The people at the hospital said maggots probably saved her legs because they feed on dead and necrotic tissue, Buns said. Amen. Huff was nonchalant about her mother's condition, Pratt said. The daughter said her mother smelled really bad. and she just didn't want to take care of her. Pratt said she didn't seem real upset. The charges against Huff are misdemeanors. If it's a juvenile, it can be a felony, Pratt said. But there are just no statutes for the elderly. It's overlooked. There's more elderly abuse, and it's increasing at a rapid rate, she said. Due to the demographics, we probably will see even more. Amen. How bad is it, doctor? Isaiah looked on a scene like that, and he said, the whole head's sick, the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot, even into the head, there's no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Amen. How bad is it, doctor? Amen. Well, ironically, the maggots was the best thing that could have happened under the circumstances. In fact, hospitals have been known to actually employ maggots when persons are severely burned and have a lot of dead tissue. The only way to get rid of it is to employ maggots. Right in the hospital, they do that to get rid of the dead tissue, to keep gangrene from setting in. The maggots don't harm the living tissue. They only harm the dead. Amen. Well, the mother's desperate neglect and living under deplorable conditions, amen, demonstrate how bad things are in our community today. There's a lot of situations that are going on right almost before our very eyes. In Hamilton, Butler County, Hamilton County, amen, and my God. But that's just a outward show, an outward manifestation, an outward demonstration of what's going on the inside. The inside, if you could look on the inside, it's even worse. And the inside is what Isaiah is talking about, at least particularly in our case today. The whole head is sick. The heart is faint. What made the head sick? Packing it with too much of the wrong kind of stuff. Amen. Amen. That'll make the head sick. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, yes. The whole head is sick. The whole heart is faint. Amen. That's pretty bad, doctor. From the sole of the foot, even to the head. In other words, there's not a square inch. There's not hardly a molecule of the body that is not affected or infected. From the sole of the foot, even to the head, there's no soundness in it. But wounds and bruises and putrefying sores, they have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Oh, they're religious. Amen. But they're rotten. It's possible today to be religious and still be rotten. Amen. Listen to what he said. Amen. 10th verse. About the 20th verse. I'll only read a few here and there. When you come to appear, 12th verse, before me, who hath required this at your hand to tread my courts? Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moons and Sabbaths and the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with this. It is iniquity. Even the solemn meeting, you know what? They felt bad. They saw that things were deteriorating. And so they said, let's do something quick. And so they called another meeting. Amen. They called another revival. They called another convention. They called another shindig, another religious get-together. That's what it is when God's not in it. Amen. Your new moon's your appointed feast. My soul hateth. They are trouble to me. I'm weary of them, God said. When you spread forth your hands, aren't they doing it today? Huh? Amen. Aren't they? Spread forth your hand. I hide my eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, aren't they doing it today? Make many prayers, I'll not hear, because your hands are full of blood. Whose blood? Jesus' blood. That's the blood we're trampling when we presume on God. That's the blood we're trampling when we neglect the precious blood of Jesus. Amen. And let our soul go to pot. Huh? Amen. Wash you, he said. Listen to what he said. When you make many prayers, I'll not hear you because your hands are full of blood. What's he want? He wants us to clean up a little bit. Get on praying ground before we pray. Wash you, 16th verse. Make you clean. Put away the evil of your doing from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they'll be white as snow. They'll be red like crimson. They shall be as wool. Amen. Looks to me like someone has been neglected. Amen. Maybe it's you, and maybe it's me. Brother Wayne Owens used to sing a song, maybe it's you, maybe it's me, to be the next to face eternity, every day past and gone. God calls somebody home. Maybe it's you, maybe it's me, amen. Someone has been neglecting. Maybe it's you, and maybe it's me, amen. Oh God, well, they didn't examine themselves. They didn't judge their own selves. Amen. So now they got to call in the prophet. They got to call in the doctor. Amen. And now the doctor's got his stethoscope out. Amen. And we're asking, doctor, how bad is it? And the doctor says, it's bad. Amen. And they asked the detective, how bad was it in the paper? It's got the picture of the daughter, amen, in the paper. How bad is it? He said, it's so bad that the room was not fit to live in. Amen. It was so bad that the best friend the woman had was the maggots that was eating away the dead tissue. Amen. Her only friend. Her only help. Well, the doctor said somebody's been neglected, and nobody can be neglected unless somebody has been neglecting. Amen. And so he gives us a cure. What is it? Clean up. Clean up your act. Amen. You say, you think we need that, the highway hose? Yes, looks to me like we need it. Maybe like locking the door after the horse already stolen, but from the decisions that some have made in the last few months, it looked to me like sitting right in our midst. There was folks that was worse off than we thought. Amen. There were folks in worse shape than we thought. My God. I mean, they didn't backslide overnight. There was some rot going on the inside. Amen. I mean, you just don't start reading sex books overnight and reading dirty books and feeding on dirty books overnight. Amen. It grows on you over a period of time and you won't even be able to tolerate it. Amen. And that's going on today. Amen. Oh, you don't look at me like that. The TV preacher says it's going on. I guess I got a right to say it's going on. Huh? Amen. Hey, the big boy says it's going on. Amen. I got a right to say how bad it is. But I got the cure. Amen. Clean up. Praise God. Wash you. Make you clean. Put away your evil of your doings. Amen. From before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Amen. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now, let us reason together. You know what happens to a person? Get about half backslid. You can't reason with them anymore. You can't tell them nothing. Ain't no more you know. They've already been there. In fact, they've been on both sides of the fence, and now they're on the wrong side. They know what you know and what they know. Amen. And some of them said, Mama didn't tell me it was like this. Mama wouldn't let me go out on the town, and she made all my choices for me. And now, hey, I'm past 20 years old, and I'm going to make a few choices myself. Rot, decay, corruption. Amen. What's happening? The dog has returned to its vomit, and the sow to her wallowing in the mire. Amen. Someone's been neglected. Someone has been neglecting. Amen. And the cure is to get this gospel soap out and wash you and make you clean. Amen. Glory to God. The result is, chapter 1, verse 19 and 20, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. Isn't it amazing how God blessed us? And isn't it amazing how that folks are inviting abject poverty by backsliding on God? Amen. By separating and by divorce and remarriage. I mean, folks, alimony is expensive. Huh? Amen. Preacher came to my place in Barberville, Kentucky. I wonder why he's driving an old car with the rocker panels rusted out. Amen. Man, he could preach. I mean, he could recall that. I'm telling you, Vince Wilson sat on the front seat, right out on the edge of the seat, said, the man's a wizard. He's a wizard. Amen. I didn't call him, he had another preacher call me, and another preacher called me and scheduled him and said, you need him down there, you'll like this preacher. And so I went ahead and had him for this other preacher's sake. Amen. And I found out why he's driving an old car. Amen. With rocker panels rusted out. The woman he was with wasn't his first wife. Amen. He was divorced and now he's remarried. Amen. And I'll tell you, divorce, remarriage, and alimony is expensive, even for preachers. Amen. And that's why he was in bad shape as he was in. A man preached like he could preach, had the gift like he had. Amen. He didn't have much of an excuse, you know, for the shape he was in. Much of an explanation for it. Amen. That wasn't the end of the story. I saw him again in a service in Fort Wayne, Indiana. They got him up to testify in a great big church. Amen. I mean, he for a little while slid down rainbows and sprinkled stardust. Amen. And he had preached for me, and I was acquainted with his second wife. But I noticed that she wasn't with him, and I noticed this redhead was kindly making eyes at him. And so after the service that night, I shook hands with him because I knew him personally, and he had preached for me. And I said, where's your wife? And he looked away and said, she's not here. I found out that he divorced her too. Amen. And the redhead was on the string. Amen. About to answer the call to the ministry. Amen. I'll tell you what, the whole head is sick when things going on like that, and you can't expect too much more out of your people when the leader, amen, is in such bad shape. People follow the leader generally, amen, and you can expect the congregation to fall just one skosh under the leader as far as standards are concerned. learned. Amen. The leaders in Isaiah's day were still practicing religion. They were still stretching out their hands. Man, they were still writing books, still on the radio, still on TV. Amen. Still nationwide. Amen. Well, the leading preachers of bygone years, amen, head of Wings of Faith, Portland, Oregon, amen, people that knew, amen, Brother Harold Dunn came right out from under his ministry, Portland, Oregon, but people knew him back in Des Moines, Iowa, knew when he left his wife, an invalid, and took those two sisters with him to Portland, Oregon, amen, and one preacher told me that he flipped a coin to see which one he would marry. Amen. And the one he married eventually became his successor in office. What's wrong? He could still preach, still rake the sky, still slide down rainbows and sprinkle stardust, still religious, still talking about the Bible. Amen. Oh yes, they were in Isaiah's day too, but Isaiah said, you're going to have to clean up. Amen. Praise God. And if you will, you'll be blessed again. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. Hallelujah. Someone needs to care. Ezekiel 16 tells us the pitiful state of Jerusalem. As for thy nativity, in the day thou wast born, thy navel was not cut, neither was thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou wast not salted at all or swallowed at all. None I pitied thee to do any of these unto thee, to have compassion upon thee. But thou wast cast out in the open field to the loathing of thy person in the day that thou wast born. This little baby had been neglected. And one day, God passed by and said, I saw you. Hallelujah. The mother and the daddy, he said, thy birth and nativity is the land of Canaan. Thy father's Amorite and thy mother a Hittite. When you was born, they didn't even care anything about you. They threw you out in the open field. Your navel wasn't cut nor salted. And thou was not swaddled at all. Amen, and I heard you cry. Amen, none I pitied thee to do unto thee, to have compassion on thee, but thou wast cast out into the open field to the loathing of thy person in the day thou wast born. Amen. In most cases, by and large, the most ungodly people and the most hardened of people will have mercy on a little baby. But we're living a day when they're dying by the millions for someone to care. They're dying by the millions because no one cares. Why don't they care? They can't. Their head's sick. Their heart's faint. Amen. To be quite blunt, they haven't got good sense enough to care. Amen. We're in a bad shape in some place in America. But he said, when I passed by thee, thank God, God came by. When I passed by thee, verse 6, Ezekiel 16, and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said to thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Incidentally, this is the scripture that country folks used to get out and read when they couldn't stop blood. Amen. He'd get out Ezekiel 16 and 6 and read it. And then go on sinning. Amen. It don't help much to read the Bible if you go on sinning. Don't help much to look in the mirror if you go on without combing your head and washing your face. Amen. And straightening your clothes. Praise God. When I passed by thee and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said to thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said to thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. And somebody cared. But you know what? When she grew up, that little baby girl said, I cause thee to multiply as a bud of the field. Thou hast increased and waxen great. Thou art come to excellent ornaments. Thy breasts are fashioned. Thine hair is grown, whereas thou was naked and bare. When I passed by thee and looked upon thee, behold, it was a time of love, and I spread my skirt over thee, covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee, and entered into a covenant with thee, and saith the Lord, and thou becamest mine. Then I washed thee with water. Yea, I thoroughly washed away thy blood from thee, and anointed thee with oil. And I clothed thee also with embroidered work, and shod thee with badger skins. And I girded thee about with fine linen, and I covered thee with silk. I decked thee also with ornaments, and put bracelets upon thy hand, and a chain on thy neck. I put a jewel on thy forehead, and earrings in thine ears, and a beautiful crown upon thine head. And thou wast decked with gold and silver, and thy raiment was of fine linen and silk and embroidered work. Thou didst eat fine flour and honey and oil, and wast exceeding beautiful, and didst prosper into a kingdom. 15th verse. But thou didst trust in thine own beauty, and playedst the harlot because of thy renown, and pouredst out thy fornications on everyone that passed by. Amen. Thou hast taken thy fair jewels of my gold, my silver, which I gave thee, and madest thyself images of men, and did commit whoredom with them. My meat also, which I gave thee, fine flour and oil and honey, wherewith I fed thee, thou hast even set it before them for a sweet savor. And thus it was, saith the Lord. Amen. Amen. God passed by and saved that little baby, fed that little baby, and watched it grow up. And then watched her begin to despise what God had did for her, and to turn her back upon everything that God did, and to sell out to idol gods, and play the whore with false religion. Amen. Oh God. Amen. God said Israel and Jerusalem did that after he passed by. There's still hope this morning, however. Amen. The book of St. Luke, chapter 10, I guess it is, and verse 34 tells us a beautiful story. Amen. A certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, and poured in oil and wine, and set him upon his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And say what you will about the good Samaritan, but nobody could accuse him of neglecting the man laying half dead beside the road. Amen. And you know what Jesus said? Amen. Turn the page and we can find what Jesus said. He said, and he said, they said, he that showed mercy on him, Jesus said to them, go and do thou likewise. Is there someone along life's way that we've neglected to help? Amen. That we wouldn't even dial 911. At least you can say this for Vanessa. She dialed 911 when her mother no longer responded. Amen. Yeah, 911. That's God's emergency squad. Any volunteers this morning? Amen. For God's emergency squad. Praise God. Amen. Luke chapter 18 tells us another beautiful story. It came to pass, he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging, and hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him
that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. Woo, glory to God. Jesus passed by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much so more, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him and say, what wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight. Thy faith hath saved thee. Wouldn't it be wonderful to feel the brush of his robes this morning? Wouldn't it be wonderful, praise God, amen, to feel the brush of his presence? Jimmy Skinner of bygone years said, oh, let me touch the hem of his garment as Jesus passes by. Let me feel the thrill of his presence and know that he is nigh. Let me hear the voice of the Savior in tongues so sweet and low, bidding me come and drink at the fountain where healing waters flow. Oh, let me touch the hem of his garment as Jesus passes on. Don't let me miss this day of salvation. The time will soon be gone. Let me hear the voice of the Savior in tongues sweet and low, bidding me come and drink at the fountain where healing waters flowed. Well, I don't care what kind of shape you're in, and I don't mean, amen, that I am uncaring. What I mean is it doesn't really matter to God what kind of shape you're in. Jesus is passing by. I'd hate to know this morning that we came to church without the help of God. I'd hate to know, amen, that we're trying to preach without the help of God. I'd hate to know we're gathering in his presence and his presence is not there. Jesus is passing by this morning, and whosoever will can come and drink of the water of life freely. Praise God. Amen. Oh, glory to God. And he was begging, and here in the multitude he said, what does it mean? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. And he began to cry out with a loud voice, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him. I hope we haven't got any like that here this morning. I really don't think we do. I believe everybody here would encourage you to get to God. Get all the God you can get. And there's some that'll help you. There's some will lay hands on you. There's some will pray for you and give you the best of advice. They'll sacrifice their time and they'll help you until you're washed, until you're clean again and fit to come into his glorious presence. Oh, we're going to meet him someday soon. We need to get ready down here. This is a preparation place. This is a place to get washed. And Jesus is passing by. How bad is it, doctor? It's bad. And it's getting worse. And if somebody don't help us, amen, it's curtains. But God's here to help us. God's here to hear us. When we cry, let's stand and pray. Jesus, take the service, Lord, the altar call. And bless every life and touch every heart and touch every soul. Oh, Lord,
If there's anybody here that's got a hidden reef that they're about to crash against, if anybody here is about to stick on the sandbar of shallow water and break up, I pray, Lord, they be saved just in time. Just in time, Jesus will pass by to help their weary spirit, to comfort their weary soul, meet the need of their weary life. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As they say, we invite you to an altar of prayer. Come on. Come on, children of God. Let's pray for ourselves and pray for one another. Let's help ourselves and let's help each other. Let's make ourselves at home at the fountain where healing waters flow. We can be washed this morning. Amen, amen, amen.
But the blood that spilled could never fill that bitter cup. But one spotless lamb in the form of man gave his life on Calvary. His was the only blood that could ever set men free. But his blood was not just blood of another spotless lamb.
For the blood!
His blood was precious blood, for it washed the sins of man.